It is, of course, a Tuesday afternoon, the 6th day of January. Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana, is on the phone line to take up the commodity markets with us. Wayne, I hope you had a very good winter break. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Yeah, it was a very enjoyable holiday, and it looks like the bad weather for traveling is going to come along here. The rain did this week. Unfortunately, everybody had good weather to travel with around Christmas.
That's absolutely right. I don't mind traveling, I suppose, in the bad weather. That's kind of normal for me when we get out on the Corn and Soybean Classic Series, and that's what will happen Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday this week, and Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week. Thanks, by the way, to Dave Dickey, who will be filling in for me as I'm out on the road. You can learn more about those on our website at willag.org. Look for the Corn and Soybean Classics or the CropSciConferences.com. Walk-ins are welcome across the state of Illinois. And Wayne, I will be in Peoria and Malta, which is outside of DeKalb, along with Moline this week, and then in Champaign and Springfield and Mount Vernon next week. What are you hearing about the marketplace? Let's turn our attention back to the commodity markets and what things will be like as we head into the January 12th reports coming up next week.
Well, of course, Informa stuck their numbers out there today, Todd. You know, they had the soybean production at 3969. That was 11 million bushels over the NAS November estimate. You know, so, I mean, that was basically right in the ballpark, not seeing much change at all. And the corn at a 14.425, you know, up 18 million bushels from the November estimate from NAS. So, basically, that didn't cut back on acreage like a lot of people are thinking about, because of the FSA differential and what NAS has said. So I think that sort of was weighed a little bit heavy on the corn today, that they didn't cut that corn acreage.
Yeah, so are your expectations that they're right?
Well, you know, Informa has a very good history of predicting what the government will say. Maybe not what their end number will be, but for that report saying what it will be. So we're thinking along the way that they've got a little bit of insight.
Is this a turning point if this is truly the case, or is it more of a steady as we go if that number is actually correct?
Well, I think we pretty much hung in today as a steady as you go. You know, the corn basically being unchanged, down a penny, but, you know, the beans still looking at the weather in South America. But I think if the government actually comes with these same numbers come Monday, we'll see a little bit of a sell-off.
And we'll see a sell-off. We have a whole bunch of numbers that are due out on Monday, of course. The acreage figures will come out along with the crop production numbers, the final numbers for what was produced from the United States last year. Grain stocks reports are due out as well. They'll give us an idea of how much usage we've had in the beginning of the year and, more likely, what's actually left in the bin. What do you think about those numbers?
Well, I think that, you know, we've had a lot of our usage was pretty front-loaded. We were pipelines are very, very empty on the beans. We know that we've crushed a lot of beans. We know that the exports to China and the loadouts have been very front-loaded here along the way. So I think we're going to see very good usage of the first quarter in as far as the beans go. And, of course, I think along the same way, we have been very aggressive with livestock. And I think our feed usage has been very good. I don't think our exports, you know, they lagged a little bit behind because you can only load so many boats a week. And if we loaded all those beans out, we didn't have room to load quite as much corn. But very aggressive usage in the first quarter here.
Is there any simple message that you're giving farmers this week? For instance, stand to the sidelines and wait for January 12 or something else?
Well, I think, you know, the one thing that we still want to look at a little bit is going into this report is a possibility, if you don't have any new crop stuff sold, that we maybe need to you know, put some puts below the market in both the corn and the beans. If we can get to your point of $4 cash corn for fall or $10 cash beans, you know, and do it with options so that you're not locking in that low level if the weather changes later. I think that's one of the things we want to look at. You know, also along the way, if it's getting here and you haven't cored your bins and everything along the way, these levels, you know, we got back to $4 cash corn that way. It's not a bad place to at least sell enough corn to core your bins.
Thanks so much, Wayne. We appreciate you taking the time with us.
Thank you, Todd.